Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a hothead? I want you to really process that question. Are you a hothead? You know, you may be thinking, Coach Adams, wow, that is really a great question, especially in today's climate. Well, let's grow together and go on a journey of discovery to explore this very question that is so appropriate for where we are at this given moment and time. Thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I love Mondays. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series, and we have a very thought-provoking area of discussion. So I'm excited that you are here to share in today's broadcast with us. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams is rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online. at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4, and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey known as this journey of life. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes in today's programming around today's subject, and then we're going to open up our program for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This, of course, will lend to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love, and we encourage you, our Global Listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. You know, I have to tell you, if you don't already have your pens, your notepads, your desktops, your laptops, your smartphones with your notes, your iPads, your tablets, whatever you need, a chalkboard and chalk, whatever you need to capture the richness of what will be shared on today's installment of Motivational Monday. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask for your support, and we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share into today's programming, in today's show with YOU, our regular listeners, or those of you that are listening in for the first time. Allow your social media juices to begin to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM. Send an email. Go old school. Send a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get it. We're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's program. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. And the area of focus that's on the table, don't be impulsive. Don't be impulsive. I honestly think that you would have to be under a rock for the past 24 hours or so to have missed the latest headlines that have been so gripping and really have caused such conflict and conversation and such a divide behind the circumstances associated with what occurred at last night's Academy Awards, the Oscars. And, you know, for me, I began to process around this because one of the areas that I teach on and that I really love, and I actually teach a class based on the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey, and I teach a leadership class for Champion Leadership Academy on this very subject. And when I heard about what happened last night, because I wasn't watching the show live, I heard about it post, after, and there, of course, became this buzz and all of this trending on what occurred. And that, of course, being that Will Smith reacted in the moment to a joke that Chris Rock made. And that reaction in the moment caused Will Smith to walk up on the stage and to slap Chris Rock. He proceeded to go back to his seat, and then he verbally made it clear that this wasn't a joke, because many of us looking onlookers, we're thinking, is this a joke? Is this a skit? I know I when I saw the clip, I'm thinking, oh, this is a skit, you know, a skit. The Oscars does that. But then you realize, no, Will Smith was very heated. He was very heated. And that truly this was real, and he reacted in the moment. And when I think about that image, the imaging, I really saw the effects of one that reacted and one that responded. You see, Chris Rock responded. He didn't react. And it's interesting that since the show last night, and one would say, oh, well, Will Smith has to. He's doing damage control, so on and so forth and what have you. Whatever the case may be, and you may be right, it may be genuinely from his heart. He did a post today, and I'm going to share this because this is all on social media, and I want to key in on exactly what we're talking about. Because when I saw this word, it confirmed exactly what I stated when I saw that clip around the circumstances. So Will Smith writes to his followers, violence in all of its forms is poisonous and destructive. My behavior at last night's Academy Award was unacceptable and unexcusable. Jokes at my expense are a part of the job, but a joke about Jada's medical condition was too much for me to bear, and I, here it is, hear the words, reacted emotionally. He used the word reacted. He recognized that he reacted. He went on to express his apologies, and I honestly believe that he is sorry for what happened. I don't know him personally, but I do believe that he was sorry about what happened. You can have mixed feelings, thoughts, you can disagree with me and all of that. But I want us to extract from the trending news headlines and connect that back with the severity of recognizing on your journey right where you are. See, they're on a global platform. So they don't get the opportunity to do things, quote unquote, behind the scenes when they respond. It's usually global. Why? Because of their industry. But if you were honest, there are times in which you reacted in a situation, and after the fact, if the truth be told, you had remorse behind that. You reacted impulsively based on your emotions. Will Smith went on to continue to say in his statement, I would like to publicly apologize to you, Chris. I was out of line and I was wrong. I am embarrassed and my actions were not indicative of the man I want to be. There is no place for violence in a world of love and kindness. I would also like to apologize to the Academy, the producers of the show, all of the attendees, and everyone watching around the world. I would like to apologize to the Williams family and my King Richard family. I deeply regret, and I believe he does, I deeply regret that my behavior has stained what has been an otherwise gorgeous journey for all of us. He closes with stating, I am a work in process. Sincerely, Will Smith. Now, there are some great nuggets to glean, and the reality is that we are all a work in process. And what I want us to understand is that there is great richness to glean from the current headline if we can get beyond the emotions of it. They have to deal with those circumstances. But as I highlighted in Will's statement, he acknowledges that he reacted out of emotion. He now, in retrospect, can say, I reacted out of emotions. And I have to ask you, have you ever reacted in a situation out of emotion? If you said no, I would want to meet you. And I would want to meet you because life is a function of proactivity and reactivity. The question is, when we are stimulated in any given moment, how will we respond? How will we respond when we are stimulated? That is the question. When we react, and again, that's why I keep emphasizing, Will said, I reacted emotionally. That joke pushed a button in him. It triggered a file in him that, in essence, caused him to react emotionally. And what I think is so crucially important for us to understand that right where you are on your journey and your desire to work it now, working your vision so that you can achieve your goal and living out your dreams, you cannot, I cannot be impulsive. We can't be impulsive. Because when we are impulsive, in essence, we are reacting to situations. We are being reactive. We are not responding, but rather we are reacting. See, when we react, we are stimulated and instantly, without taking a moment to pause, to take a breath, we react without giving ourselves that powerful moment of choice, that powerful moment of choice to determine, how will I respond in this situation? And so as I stated at the top of our time together, we saw the effects of reacting, but we also saw the effects of responding. Why? Because Chris Rock responded. See, had Chris Rock reacted, there might have been a fight on the stage because this man came up and slapped him. But because Chris Rock responded and didn't just react, internally I anticipate that he took a breath, that he had a woosah moment. It was evident that he was processing, but he had the consciousness to know, whoo, I need to take a breath right here. I don't know what was going on in his mind specifically, but what I do know is the effects of reacting versus responding. And admittingly, Will Smith states that he reacted out of emotion. In essence, what he said is that I was impulsive. I had a moment that was impulsive. And if you're going to work your vision, achieve your goals, and live out your dreams, you have to make sure that on your journey, you learn to keep it together. You can't be impulsive. Because when we are impulsive, we are reacting. And it's so important to recognize that if we want to achieve our goal, we cannot allow ourselves to act without thinking. We have to think things through. We have to pause in that moment of being stimulated. What is the stimulation, Coach Adams? When somebody cuts you off on the freeway. When someone raises their voice at you. When someone puts their hand on you when they shouldn't. Because bottom line, even Will Smith will acknowledge and state, I was wrong. I understand that he was stimulated. I understand that that joke tapped a file in him. But the way in which he reacted was not the way he should have handled that situation. But get out of your seat of judgment. Why do I say get out of your seat of judgment? Because you've had impulsive moments. You know it. But you're not on a global scale. No one saw but the other person the impulsive moment that you had. When you acted and you did something without forethought, without thinking it through, you acted on impulse. You acted hastily when you should not have. You acted out of your emotions. You could say, oh, well, I'm passionate, Coach Adams, and passion is great, but your passion should not get the best of you. And in that moment of reacting, the feelings, the emotions, the passion in the moment got the best of Will Smith, who usually was very controlled. So I want us to understand that on our journey, and we've seen like situations over and over in the media. And if we don't take the opportunity to glean, regardless of whose side you are on, I'm not here to debate the side. Will acknowledges himself that he was wrong in how he handled the situation because he reacted emotionally. And I don't want us to miss the point, but I do want to make the connection because the headlines have been swirling since the incident happened. And it's unfortunate because no one is a winner in this situation. No one is a winner. Why do I say no one is a winner? Because beyond that moment, do you know who won any of the other awards? It's so interesting because this was supposed to be, and that's what the Academy is, a celebration of great work for the actors, for the film producers, for the directors, for the film writers, for all of what occurs in the film industry. This was supposed to be a celebration. And the only moment that we're talking about that people are even aware about and can recall, and it was epic, is that moment of the slap. You know, it's interesting because when we have conflict privately, it's just that. It's private. But when it comes to you working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and live out your dreams, when you have conflict, that will affect your brand with your customers. And I assure you that the brand of Will Smith has been tarnished. I'm not saying that he can't recover, but what I do know to be true is that his brand has been tarnished. And so when you think about your brand, when you think about how you want your brand to be represented, I want you to think about this moment. And I want you to think about this moment simply because I want you to recognize that how you respond in any given moment is so key. Because when people push your button, and they will, do you react or do you respond? Because your customer is paying attention. I think of another headline some time ago where an individual, her family, her husband specifically in her marriage, was under attack. And I could not wait to see, will she respond or will she react? Because again, I understand the difference between the two, and I wanted to give you insight today on the difference between the two. Because when we react, we're in a state of unconsciousness. And the challenge with that is that we all have past files, past programming, past experiences. And so if your experience was, and Will Smith has openly stated that there was abuse growing up, so if you go unconscious, instantly what happens is that that file of the past is tapped. And the reality is, and you've heard this, we're all a block away from something. Maybe you're a block away from a curse. Maybe you're a block away from hitting somebody. We're all a block away from something. We're all just a moment away. And when we allow ourselves to go unconscious in that moment and we react versus responding, we allow the situation to get the best of us. When you get all of the no's and it becomes frustrating, how will you respond, or will you react? You've taken the time to write the book. You're trying to find a publisher, and you've gone to publishing house after publishing house. You've gotten no after no. And the last one that you went to told you, you know, your book really is not noteworthy enough to publish. And now you react. You fly off the handle. You get upset in that moment emotionally. That now affects your brand. And now 2 years later, you go to another publishing house. And you don't realize that the individual from the previous publishing house, that they now have made a change and they are the decision maker. But remember, you went off on them and they didn't forget that moment. And now you're at a new publishing house trying to get your book accepted. It's 2 years later. They're in a different place, in a different space. They read it and they liked it, but they didn't realize until you came in that you were the same individual that they had an encounter with 2 years ago. And now they're ready to publish, but because of your brand, they make a decision to say, we're going to pass on this because of that reactive moment that you had. You see, in the back of their mind, their thought process was this. I don't want to send this person out on a book tour, give them this great book deal, send them out on the book tour, and somebody in line waiting to get a signed copy of their book pushes a button, and now they react, and we have this whole media nightmare and this storm because this person clearly doesn't know how to respond. The history, their brand, is that they simply react. And if we don't really take in the lessons that are to be gleaned, we truly will miss this great opportunity. Because this great opportunity can really share with us some insight on the difference between reacting and responding. When I react, let me tell you what rises up on the inside. And I want you to know that I'm not in any way sitting in a seat of judgment. I've had some errors along the way. I've had some bad judgment along the way on my journey, being transparent with you, where I reacted and I didn't respond. I think about a situation when I was still in a corporate setting over 20 years ago now, and I was in property management, and I had a staffer rub me the wrong way, and my morning had me just so pulled, and I was on edge, and that person rubbed me the wrong way. And I reacted. I didn't respond. I was stimulated. And in that moment of a powerful choice, I didn't make the choice. I just reacted because they pushed my button and I went off on them. And that was so damaging for them because they had never seen that from my personality, and it threw them, and it damaged the relationship, the working relationship. Their feelings got hurt. Now, granted, they pushed my button, but just because someone pushes your button doesn't mean that you give them the power. You don't give them the power just because they have pushed your button. But so often we do. And when we give other people such power, we are reacting. So let's look at what happens when we react in a situation. When we react in a situation, because we've established that life is a function of being proactive or reactive. I will either be proactive or I will react. And Will Smith used the right word. He said, I reacted emotionally. And when we react, our feelings are in control. Our emotions are in control. Our mood is in control. I'm having a bad day. So, you know. Our impulses earlier The focus is don't be impulsive. Or how others treat us. Bad joke, joke I feel it's attacking. I don't care if it's a joke. It was hurtful. So how you treated me because you chose to use me in your joke? Or I think about a story of a mother and daughter going into a restaurant. And the mother is in a mood. She really is. She's in a mood. She has had a challenging day. She's in a mood. Everybody knows she's in a mood. She's with her daughter. Her daughter knows she's in a mood. She goes into the restaurant. And it's clear that she is not having a good day. She's in a mood. And the waitress responds to her based on the fact that she's in a mood. And the mother is like, did you see how she responded to me? And the daughter had to tell her mom, well, mom, you're in a mood, and so she responded to you. Does that make it okay? Absolutely not. But now the mother is feeling like, huh, who does she think she is? Look at how she's treating me. And so she gets even saltier in the moment. Have you gotten saltier in a moment? Do you know that your attitude, which is a decision maker, that your attitude can win or lose you favor? And my question to you is your attitude winning you favor? Is it winning you favor? Because if your attitude is not winning you favor, you need to step back and reevaluate your attitude. Because you have allowed your impulses to get the best of you. And when you allow your impulses to get the best of you, you have now affected your brand. You've affected your brand. You know, I think about a noted quote by Warren Buffett speaking about brand. Because I don't think anyone would say, or many would say, that the behavior that they saw based on the reputation of Will Smith. Now, someone in a private circle with him that knows him more intimately may say something different. But I'm talking about the general population. You know, I was speaking to someone today, and she said, man, I really liked Will Smith. His reputation was one that the persona was one of control, of kindness, and yet that's not what was respect, what was represented. What is your persona? Because this quote by Warren Buffett, it takes 20 years to build a reputation. And 5 minutes to ruin it. If you think about that, if you really think about that, we just saw that happen, and it happened in less than 5 minutes. And when you think about how long the reputation of Will Smith and his brand was being established, years, decades, And in one impulsive moment, one reactive moment, one emotional moment, one moment of allowing his feelings to get the best of him based on how someone else treated him because of a joke. One would say, well, he was justified. He said, I was wrong. Violence is never the answer. So those that were on the, he was right. He's saying, I was wrong. I should not have reacted emotionally. That is what it looks like to react. When you're looking at what does it look like to be proactive and to respond, you're stimulated and you are now making the decision to respond. You see, when we respond, we are making a conscious decision. You give yourself in that moment of being stimulated the opportunity to make a choice. Why is this so important for those of you listening in, entrepreneurs, business individuals, individuals that want to level up to the next level, want to be the higher, greater version of yourself? Why is this important? It's important because when you think about the quote by Warren Buffett, my hope is that you will navigate on your journey differently. And as a reminder, the quote from Warren Buffett is so powerful because when you think about 20 years of establishing a reputation and literally in 5 minutes, it's lost. Why? Because of an impulsive moment. You didn't have the forethought to think about, if I react in this situation, how will it be a domino effect and affect other things? Like I shared about the individual who was trying to find a publisher and in their frustration, and I get it. Again, I'm not judging because I get it. I've made my fair share of mistakes. But I trust that we grow forward so that we can be a higher, greater version of ourselves so that we are in a better position to work our vision so that we can achieve our goal and ultimately live out our dreams, recognizing that we cannot react in situations, but rather we must respond. That should be our brand, that I am responding, I'm not reacting. I'm responding based on my values. I'm responding and making a conscious decision. And in that moment, I'm deciding how will I act in this moment? Because when you are stimulated and you have that arc of that pause, that freedom to choose, you come from a place of consciousness, as I shared, a place of being self-aware. You're not just reacting. And that's why I say that Chris Rock, in my opinion, and you could disagree, but in my opinion, he modeled response well. Will Smith showed us what it looks like to react in a moment. And you're going to have those moments. When the client disagrees with you and the services that you put out, will you tell them off? And now, Warren Buffett's quote, it took you all of these years, 20 years, 5 years, 4, 15, whatever it may be, to build your reputation. And in the heat of that impulsive moment, because you didn't have the forethought to think things through, you reacted, and now your brand is affected. Believe me, you would feel remorse. The individual that I shared with you their story of the publishing house, they had remorse. They were regretful that 2 years before they had a moment where they reacted, they didn't respond. And if you don't recognize today that right where you are, you may not be on a global scale, that if you don't do the inner work to strengthen the principles that are guiding you, that are your governing guide, so that you can make the decisions that you desire, you are going to miss it. Maybe you're thinking, Coach Adams, wow, you have really touched some tender areas for me today on Motivational Mondays. And Coach Adams, I must tell you, there's some work I need to do. But as Will stated, he's a work in process. We're all work in process. I don't say that to minimize. He's going to have to deal with the circumstances, and I know he's dealing with it. There's no way that he is not dealing with it, the layers of whatever this may bring. But let's talk about you. Let's talk about me. How are you handling things on your journey? That's what's really important. Because if you don't step back and assess, how am I doing on my journey? Where am I in my growth so that my brand and the reputation that I'm fighting to establish, that I don't lose that, which took 20 years to build in 5 minutes because I react in a situation. I've lost consciousness. I've lost the ability to be self-aware. Maybe this is an opportunity for you to grow. I want to share with you that tomorrow is my birthday. And I only share that with you because a gift that I'm giving is the gift of empowerment. To those that would join in a coaching partnership, and literally I'm on a countdown, you have a couple of days to make a decision, but it's not too late. I want to sow into your journey. I want to give you the gift of empowerment. And how am I doing that? I'm doing that through one-on-one coaching. I want to give you some coaching empowerment. And so for anyone that will join in a coaching partnership with me, you must contact our team by the 31st. So literally, time is ticking. The days are fast approaching. You qualify for 1 month of complimentary coaching. 1 month for those that join in a coaching partnership. What do I have to do, Coach Adams? Well, simply go to your text messaging on your phone and text this number, 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I texting? That's a great question. What you're texting is you are texting your name and one-on-one coaching. Your name and one-on-one coaching. And I will get in touch with you. Our team will follow up with you so that you can take advantage of the complimentary coaching that's being offered for you so that you can now grow personally and professionally through the gift of empowerment to another level. Get the tools that you need to grow in a greater level of being proactive and responding versus reacting. When adversity comes your way, how do you respond? When you're in the pressure pot, how do you respond? Do you recognize that you are in that moment that gives you freedom, the freedom to choose? You have the freedom to choose how you will move and navigate on your journey because of what's at your core, your circle of influence. And I want to give you a challenge this week. I want you to process around this. I want to give you a challenge around being more proactive in your life. I want you to really and truly make the decision to not judge this situation. Don't judge others in this situation. Be a light, not a judge. Be a light, not a judge. Be a beacon of light. A beacon of light is empathetic. They come from a place of empathy. They can empathize because they can get themselves in the mind of the other person's struggle. And we all have a struggle. So I'm encouraging you, take the proactive challenge and be a light, not a judge. I want to also challenge you to be a model, not a critic. Be a model, not a critic. Be a model of what does it look like to respond versus react. Be a model in your everyday life, in the interaction that you're having. As you're working your vision, achieving your goals, and living your dreams, be a light, not a judge. Be a model, not a critic. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Don't get on the bandwagon. I was disappointed, honestly, by a couple of posts that I saw that got on the bandwagon, and I just thought, wow, okay, unexpected. So I want you to know that you have the power not to let things get out of control. Don't let things you cannot control interfere with the things that you can control. See, the reality is you can control if you opt to be, if you choose to be a light and not a judge. You're in control of that. You're in control of if you will be a model versus a critic. You are in control of that. You are in control of being a part of the solution, not the problem. Don't add to the problem. And I want you to know that Coach Adams is here, wants to be on your team. I have, and I love that many of you have said, yes, Coach Adams, I want to partner with you, and yes, I want to be a part of your Impact 100. My Impact 100 campaign is where I am committed to assisting 100 individuals on their personal and professional growth on their journey through the powerful gift of empowerment that I have available. We just spoke about for new and returning clients. You both qualify for 1 month of complimentary coaching, one-on-one coaching on all of my coaching programs to support you on your journey. So I encourage you, set yourself on a winning course. Get into a coaching partnership. Why? Because a coaching partnership truly does make the difference. And I have a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey. Again, text the number 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. If you want to take advantage of the complimentary month of coaching, which starts at a value of $450, then simply send your name via text to the number just given, 310-289-2101. Text your name and coaching. If you're interested in hearing about the other aspects of my full circle of empowerment, text your name to 310-289-2101. And full circle. So if you want to take advantage of the complimentary coaching, you have to take action now because the offer expires on March the 31st. If you're interested in learning more about my full circle of empowerment, simply again text your name, full circle, or your name and coaching. As we close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays today, I want to leave you with this, that you don't have to lose focus on your goals. Recognize that it's a choice. It really is. It's a choice. And ask yourself the question, what are you willing to do differently to get greater results, to achieve your dreams? What are you willing to do differently? You see, what I've grown to realize that having the right people on your team, having the right people around you is so key. And now is truly the perfect opportunity for you to join in and have a winning partnership that will support you in overcoming the hurdles that life throws our way. So I want you to know that my full circle is available. One-on-one coaching, which is a part of my full circle, is available. As we close out today, I am so excited to share with you that we can continue this conversation through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It's an open group. If you're not already a part of it, simply ask to be a part of it. And for those of you that may be listening in and today is your first day, and you want to learn more about Coach Adams, maybe someone shared with you that you should tune in. Visit coachadams.com. Visit my website at coachadams.com. It is amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. I encourage you not to miss any of our installments. We're always here regularly every Monday just for you. This is Coach Adams. I leave you with this. I coach and you win. Thank you so much for tuning in.